a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. It's a beautiful day to bring people together, hopefully, with a second date.
Yes. It's always a beautiful day to do that, Krista.
I know. Mm-hmm. If it works out in the end.
Yeah. Well, you know, our track record's been pretty good.
That's right. I mean, we were hanging out with the Packers yesterday, and they asked, so what is your track record?
We're
pretty good. So listen, we have Ariana on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yay. That's why she's here calling
I know,
second date update.
Right.
All right, honey. Tell us, who are you calling in to try to get a second date with?
Well, this super hottie Damien.
Ooh, I like how this sounds.
I know. I like his name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what happened on this date?
Let me set it back a little bit.
Okay.
We've known each other for a minute because we met through a volleyball group at Pooley's.
Okay.
So, you know, and we spent a lot of time together and we've been sort of flirting and I could tell, you know, that we had a little bit of chemistry and I've kind of wanted to ask him out and I feel like, you know, he's wanted to ask me out. And so during one of the last games, I was like, you know, we have all this energy. Why don't we just go and grab a drink after practice? No big deal. Just like, you know, stop by Echo Tap and Grill and grab a burger.
Very nice.
Hang out.
Yeah.
And it turns out that, like, other than volleyball, we have a lot of common. I mean, like, we see each other at tournaments. You know what I mean? We both follow up online. Like, both of us on our team, I would probably say, have the most information about the other teams our volleyball team. So we talked about that. But then we realized that we had a lot more in common. Like we're both, you know, pretty close to our families and we both have the same kind of goals. And then it was so weird because everything was going really good. And then all of a sudden he checked his phone and he said he had to go home.
Oh,
like right then.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he had a little emergency or something.
Yeah. Maybe he had an emergency.
It was weird because, you know, like he just, like, his phone didn't ring or ding or anything like that.
Okay, that's different.
He just, like, pulled it out and looked at it, like, kind of like, huh? And he goes, I need to go. And I was like,
It was probably on silent, though, or something, because he's having a drink with you.
But it kind of sucks. I mean, like she said, everything was going so phenomenal.
Right.
I mean, you'd never want the date to end when they go that good.
It's the worst.
You're like, how do you want to come over?
That's what was so weird.
Yeah.
You know?
It was, like, out of the blue.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so how long has it been since the last time you've spoken with him?
It's probably been, I don't know, I guess now, not quite 2 weeks, but I haven't seen him at practice.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, hopefully he's all right.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You know how back in the day it used to be the 3-day rule and then you just sit there staring at your phone to ring?
Yeah.
Now, you know.
Well, you know, and I've had, you know, you guys know how it is. Like, dating now, it's just sketchy AF.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so
it's
hard.
The worst,
and
girl.
And I've had a lot of, like, you know, online dating situations and app datings and stuff and a lot of weird stuff that comes out from it. So it was nice to meet somebody in my actual real world.
Yeah.
You know?
And not on an app. Yeah. I totally agree.
You know that there's
like not even a practice.
There's a dating site that says it's called dateaseacaptain.com. Like you could date a sea captain. These are the most ridiculous things.
It's so stupid.
Yes.
It's getting ridiculous now. I mean, it really is.
Prisonmates.com. I mean, it is endless.
Right.
I just wanted to quickly, just because, you know, we like to give the ladies an image. So when you're talking about a volleyball player, honey, he must have some really nice arms and some really nice legs. I mean, how's his physique?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I thought.
He is totally ripped. It's really hard to find guys.
Yes.
I know.
Who aren't threatened by, like, my athleticism either.
Yeah.
Like, we really enjoy, like, working out and, like, paddleboarding and, you know.
Oh, you guys sound great.
I mean, like, look where we live. We have so much to do.
Ooh, exactly. Especially in the summer. Yeah.
All right, girls. So this is what we're going to do. We need to find out what's going on with this. We're going to play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Mr. Damien and see why the heck, by the way, he took up that phone and then he jetted, and now it's been, like, 2 weeks since the last time he spoke because this date sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. All right. Hopefully we can score a second date with Ariana and Damien. Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Back at it with a second date update.
Yeah.
In Matt Town, listen to this. Yeah. Ariana sounds like she had a phenomenal date with this guy, Damien.
Yeah.
You know, they like to, you know, play some pool. I mean, they do it all together.
Yeah. Like she said, they met through a volleyball group, which is nice to have something in common with
someone. Of course.
Other than an app now.
That's
a dating
app. And his body's amazing.
His body's amazing. Let's not forget that.
Okay.
They had a great date. They went and got a drink.
Yeah.
Found out they have even more in common, and now he had to go or something. He looked at his phone, he had to leave. And
yeah, and like you said, Ariana, you didn't even hear it beep. It didn't ring. He just literally picked up his phone and said, hey, I got to go. And now it's been 2 weeks since the last time you spoke to him.
Right.
Yeah, and like I said, he hasn't shown up to practice or anything like that.
Oh, and that too.
That's weird.
You know?
All right. Okay. Well, let's not wait any longer.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's call him.
Let's call.
All right. Good luck to you, girl.
Hello.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Damien? Hi,
Damien.
Oh, this is he. Yes, it is. He has arrived. All right, you're probably like, who are these two crazy chicks on the other phone? This is Krista and Tracy calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Oh, yeah? What's up?
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, first of all, my man, you just have one of those voices.
I know.
He just has one of those voices.
He does.
That sounds like he's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we already know this. Listen, Damien, there's a reason why we're calling, because there is someone that's taken a quite liking, not only to your arms, to your legs, your personality, what you like to do, because you're hot from head to toe.
Yes.
And you went out with a beautiful woman by the name of Ariana. Do you remember her?
Yes, I do.
Mm.
Oh.
You're on a volleyball team together. I mean, you went out.
you're
MIA.
You guys have a lot in common, I guess.
Volleyball's great. And, you know, it was real fun for sure.
Okay, well, the reason why we're calling is because she wants to have more fun with you.
That's right.
And she's wondering, like, what happened? Like, you picked up the phone and you jetted.
Yeah.
You, like, went on a water ski and left. Or jet ski.
I didn't just pick up out of the blue necessarily. How do I put this? At one point, Ariana pulled out a dating contract, and it looked like an actual contract. Okay,
what?
And it looked like legit legal, like a lawyer drafted it up.
Oh,
and
wait!
It had a section one and a section two.
What?
And, yep.
Wow.
Am I dreaming? This doesn't make any sense.
I mean,
seriously?
This is amazing.
Is this for real?
I know.
An actual like paper contract?
Yep.
What did
it? Okay, well, let's not make it it was so crazy.
Okay, well, wait. Yeah. She don't even want to wait till
she don't
we hear
wait.
It.
No.
So, yes, Damien, it is true. Ariana is on the line because it's all about second date update.
Yeah.
But listen, Ariana, before we get to this, I just want to hear about what this dating contract, even if this isn't true, I want to hear what this supposed dating contract said.
What was on there?
I've never even heard of something like this. Sir.
Well, like I said, you know, like you guys know how it is with like dating.
Yeah.
On apps and everything like that, it gets really weird. And so it came up with this whole, this is so weird. It's not even like a contract as it is like a guideline, you know, to kinds of things that I would like, because I'm serious about dating. You know, I don't want to be, you know, just like hooking up and.
Right.
Yeah. But Dave, I want to hear I want to hear about this contract.
I think
everybody does.
The way she's making it, I mean, I think I understand maybe where the need for the discussion about the things that are in the contract, but the fact that it was a contract itself, like there was like a couple sections and one said, one said going out, and like the other section, like the second, like section two, it said, I said sexual time. And the contract laid out in detail the number of dates and the amount of money that she would be spending while dating. And it was just kind of, it just kind of scared me because I was, you know, we went from playing volleyball to then, I'm not looking to get married yet. And that is very, it seemed overly official kind of early on.
Wow. This is,
I understand that it's not like a usual thing, but if, you know, if you look at that, like, the sex time, it wasn't like, okay, we have sex three times a week. It was really
I
don't want to have sex right away, that I want to get to know somebody and that these are the things that are important to me.
Right. Where can we get a contract like this?
Did you really go see a lawyer and get this thrown up?
No, it's not an actual lawyer.
Something she created.
I got it.
All right. So,
something that has to be like notarized or anything.
Oh,
like
good
that.
Girl. Okay.
I was going to say, I was just at the attorney's getting a trust created for my, you know, my family, and we got that sucker notarized. I mean, it is sealed and dealed, honey. You cannot change this. So, let's break this down. So, again,
I'm not totally crazy.
Right.
You know,
it's a creative idea.
Right.
It's a creative idea. And she's like, listen, Ariana's just tired of the BS. I mean, a lot of women are.
Yes.
So she just wanted to put it down on paper. Damien, this is what she would like.
Yep.
Not that you're legally bound to it. You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Actually, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah, the contract. That's right. He had a contract.
See, this isn't so crazy.
No, I guess not.
Listen, he had a sexual contract with her.
Right, he did.
So let's relook at this and be like, listen, you can have a loving relationship in the end.
You could.
It happened for Christian Grey.
Right, it did. Yeah.
So, would you like to go on a second date? I mean, maybe we could relook at this.
Yeah, maybe.
Or you guys can, actually.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I mean, I...
Of course you would.
I really think that... I mean, I didn't...
Listen, I don't want to, like, put you on the spot, you know, and if you don't want to go out again, okay, but don't, like, not show up to practice.
Oh, well, she got...
You know what I mean? Because, like, I miss, like, just hanging out with you and stuff, too, you know, if you're not, like, you know, if you don't want to date,
I miss hanging out with you, too, but it just sort of the, you know, presenting me with all those things kind of...
Scared him. It is.
Kind of scared me a little bit, and I you know, I don't want to be scared when I'm dating somebody.
Right.
Well, and also you don't want to be scared when you're on your team, because then you're not going to perform professionally properly.
That's true.
Or perform the best way that you know you can.
I mean, what if she just got rid of the contract?
Wait, just rip it up.
Like, what if you just get rid of it and just talk to him verbally? Do a verbal contract.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Ariana?
Yeah, I'm you know, I'm okay with that. Like, it wasn't like I brought it out and was like, okay, this is what's going to happen. You know, I brought it out and I was like, especially because we've been friends, you know, I was kind of like sharing it with him to be like, this is the kind of stuff that I've been going through, you know, in my dating past and all of that. And
well, it's really up to Damien. So Damien, what do you think on,
You know, I'd be down to go on another date for sure, but I just, you know, maybe don't bring contract, you know, we'll just let's see how it goes, because I can't make any promises, and I'm not, you know, I'm looking to have a good time, and to have a good time with somebody who's fun, and that's my that's my deal.
Okay, that's phenomenal.
That's all I want too.
Go back and hit some balls on the court, honey.
Let's do a do-over.
Yay!
Yeah.
Another win for Tracy and Grisette.
When are we opening our dating
service? I don't know. We got to start charging
We
here.
Really have to start charging, you guys.
Grisette in the morning rush on 93.1 Jams.